Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Did you ever ask yourself if gratitude makes you weak? Did you ever fear that gratitude might make you a weak person? We will explore these questions together based on the wonderful message that I got from a gratitude seeker from the Netherlands. But first, let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. This episode is supported by Mosaic Weighted Blankets. Get better sleep and less anxiety by visiting the link in the description. First of all, I want to say that I'm really, really happy to be receiving these kinds of audio messages because it feels like I'm having a conversation with you, the listener. And I really love conversations much more than monologues. If you want to send me an audio message, you can go to georgianbenta.com. And on the right side of the website, you will see a send voicemail button that you can click easily and you can record your message. It's really simple. It works on mobile. And I'm really open and receptive to receiving these messages. Most probably they will be featured on the podcast and we will be able to continue the conversation as we are right now with the gratitude seeker from Holland. So here is her message.
Hi, Georgian. Just wanted to send you a message to thank you for this podcast. I've started listening about 2 weeks ago. And before I listened, I was actually a bit afraid of being grateful. Thought it would make me weak or that other people would decide what I do in my life. But actually, it gives me so much positivity. So much happiness, actually, in my life. I'm so grateful for this podcast. You just pick exactly the right things and nice exercises as well, which brings me further every day. And I just appreciate more what I have, people around me, and feel very, very lucky at the moment. So I wanted to thank you. Keep doing what you're doing. And cheers. Bye.
Thank you so much, Lotte, for sending this voicemail. I really, really appreciate it. And I'm really happy that you find the podcast helpful for you. As I was saying in the email that I've sent you, your message inspired me to have a conversation around the fear of being grateful. As you heard yourself, Lotte said that she was a bit afraid of feeling grateful because she felt it might make her weak. And there are many people in this situation. They think that if they're grateful, they won't be, for instance, motivated to make their life better, to improve. They think it's the same thing as being complacent, and it's really not. In my experience, gratitude has been very helpful both in situations in which things were going great, because it helped me acknowledge them and appreciate them more, but also when things weren't going so great, and it helped me see what was good and build on that and get better and grow and expand. So in my perspective, gratitude actually makes us feel empowered. It makes us feel stronger because whatever life throws at us, we have a tool that we can use to make our life better. Many of our decisions and our actions are dictated by the reptilian brain. And when we are in a situation where we feel threatened, or where we feel that our survival, for instance, is being threatened, we tend to act, or better said, to react by using that particular part of our brain. In my opinion, that's when we are weak, because we are not using all of our brain. Like, many parts that have evolved in millions of years are not used, and we are not living to our full potential. Gratitude helps us use more of our brain, more of its positive functions, not just to keep us alive, but to actually enjoy being alive. And I believe this is strength. A grateful person is a strong person. A grateful person is a resilient person. We can do, be, and have so much more if we choose to be grateful. And I'm sure that you know that. But if you have friends or family that believe that gratitude makes you weak, or that are afraid of being grateful one way or another, please send them this episode and empower them. You know, most probably, if you've been listening for a while, that living life with gratitude in it is a much better life to live. Thank you so much for listening and for sharing. Don't forget to visit Mosaic Weighted Blankets and get better sleep and less anxiety. And like always, keep seeking gratitude.